Hey Fitted, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing the Bishop's Blend. Bishop's Blend is from Blackwork Studio, which is a brand under Black Label Trading Company. And I've been waiting a while to smoke this bad boy. We've got a break in the weather. I'm kind of excited for this. This is the Corona Larga, which is the 6 1/4 by 46 with an MSRP of about $10. He uses Ecuadorian Maduro wrapper, Ecuadorian Habano binder, and then Nicaraguan, Pennsylvania broadleaf, Connecticut broadleaf for the filler. So all of those things are relevant to my interest. Very excited. Of course, Black Label Trading Company has the Fabrico Oveja Negra out of Esteli. That's their factory. Excited to smoke. You can see it's got that nice little footband there, a little nipple cap there. So we'll take the footband off here so I can get to nosing, and we'll start from there. Talking about the nose in this Bishop's Blend, the wrapper's got a lot of leather on it. Sort of a sweet leather, maybe some hints of hay, It's not hints of hay, it's hints of cedar, like sweet cedar underneath that. Very Maduro-ish. So out of the foot, and you can see it's got a closed foot on it. You can see that right there. It's kind of folded over to protect the foot. So you've got a footband to protect the foot, and then the wrapper is folded over the foot for a closed foot to prevent that foot from being damaged. Really not getting anything else different out of the foot here. Obviously, I'm excited to get started, so let's get started. Using my Lotus V-Cutter, draws in the ideal zone, getting some pepper notes, getting some sweetness and creaminess out of the retrohale. Pepper is quite subdued. Given that it's got Pennsylvania and Connecticut broadleaf, I'm surprised the pepper is so subdued in the regular draw and the retrohale. Smoke has this nice velvety creaminess to it. Very easy smoking. I tend to find a lot of cigars from Black Label Trading Company to be on the medium full to full side, which I really enjoy. But this is starting out very balanced, very, very complex. There's not a lot of pepper, not a lot of really any flavor that's really in your face. So we'll let the first third settle in here and see how it goes. Only 8 minutes in here and the pepper has picked up in intensity significantly up to about a medium level. There's a nice underpinning of sweetness to counterbalance it. Great combination. We're only about half inch in here. Probably have another 20 or 30 minutes of smoking time in the first third. And we'll talk about those flavors as they progress. Coming up on the 35-minute mark and on the way down in the first third, getting into the middle third soon. The intensity of the cigar has picked up substantially since it started, where I would have probably put it a light medium at the very first quarter inch. Solidly in the medium plus category now. Leather is picked up. It's kind of a medium plus. There's a nice chocolatey, nougaty element underneath that that's kind of mixing with the sweetness, and the pepper is still there. The pepper that was a little bit intense at about the halfway point of the first third has ramped back down to about middle third, so it's not the most dominating flavor here. Probably have 5 minutes here before we really get into the middle third here. Certainly comment as we go. Coming up on the 1 hour mark, middle third starting to settle in here. Very rich experience. Again, the chocolate nougaty, a little bit of leather, a little bit of pepper. Everything's kind of fallen in order and balance here. Probably sitting at about medium, just medium plus level. Pepper tends to linger a bit on the post-draw. On the retrohale, a lot more chocolate nougaty on the retrohale. Very rich. Definitely medium plus, medium full cigar. Got a lot of body to it, but the flavor profile here is very, very full-bodied. Very complex. Extremely enjoyable. I think I used the word berry there like 5 times. So we probably have another 15 or 20 minutes here in the middle third. We'll start talking about the last third. As the flavors progress here in the middle third, I'll certainly remark on them. Passing the hour and 10 minute mark, pretty much at the halfway point of the Bishop's Blend, and the richness just keeps stepping up. I have to assume that it's the Connecticut combination, the Connecticut broadleaf and the Pennsylvania broadleaf mixing in. Just deliver this really, I can't even put a flavor profile on it. It's just a very rich, complex smoking experience, and it just continues to pick up from where it was when it started to where it is now. I'm hoping that complexity just continues on as the cigar progresses, but definitely it's a cigar experience that improves as it progresses. There are some cigars out there where they maybe hit the high water part in the first third, or maybe some cigars that hit the high water part in the middle third. But again, this is a cigar that just continues to build as I smoke it. Again, definitely in the medium full, almost full profile for strength, for flavor. It's absolutely in the full bodied category. Fantastic cigar. Very much enjoying this. I think there's no question, you know, I'm not done yet, but there's no question this is a cigar I'm going to be seeking out. Love the Vitola format. So as the first third progresses here and starts to wind down, I'll certainly comment if the flavor profile adjusts again. Passing the hour and a half mark on the Bishop's Blend. the first third or middle third's really winding down here. Just about at the wrapper here or the band. So I'll take that off here momentarily. Outstanding middle third. If the last third is anything like the middle third, there's no question in my mind this is going to be a high box split, maybe a box buy rating. Have thoroughly enjoyed this. Glad I got my hands on this to smoke before the end of the year. Definitely going to land on my top 25 list, no question. So we'll talk about the flavors as they lead into the middle, in the last third, and we'll talk about the flavors in the last third as they develop. Coming up on the 55-minute mark here on the Bishop's Blend, the cigar band is off. And moving into the last third here, there's a little bit of a barbecue smokiness, like a mesquite smokiness coming through, kind of mixing in. All the previous flavors are still there, so I've still got some chocolate there. The pepper is continued still here, lingers really on the post-draw, which is nice. And the retrohale, very balanced, a little bit of leather, a little bit of smokiness and pepper. Very good, very good, very rich. Looking forward to seeing how the cigar performs in the last third. Passing the 2 hour and 5 minute mark, that smoky mesquite barbecue flavor really settled in here in the last third. No substantial profile changes since it was transitioning into the last third to where it is in the last third. I probably have another 10 or 15 minutes here of cigar left. So if there's any other flavor profile changes, I'll certainly remark on them as they come. Wrapping up the review of the Bishop's Blend by Blackwork Studio. Absolutely incredible cigar. Definitely in the medium full category for strength and full bodied for flavor profile. If you couldn't tell by all the descriptions I was giving during the cigar review, it is absolutely mind-blowingly good. I think it's going to rate, I'll have to look at my score, but I think it's going to rate in the high box split, probably box by category. Check that out. Probably be in the new year before I have that posted. But thanks everyone who checked out the video review at CigarFederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review. If you have any feedback, feel free to leave us a YouTube comment. You can go to CigarFederation.com and comment on the review. Of course, you can always email me, surgeon@CigarFederation.com. Thanks very much, and we'll see you next week.